I'm joined by Rhonda Reif. We talk about ways to live better, ways to feel better, ways to live with the seasons, ways to heal naturally, ways to, I guess, in general, just feel better indeed. And with all of the things going on, a lot of people have been sort of like feeling somewhat depressed and their immune systems have been down. Well, it's a time to be happy because it's National Massage Makes Me Happy. It's globally National Massage Makes Me Happy Day coming up on Friday the 20th. It's also the first full day of spring. It's also Rhonda's birthday, but that's another story. But it's a, you know, it's a really, I think, massage therapy. And I was just asking Rhonda about the fact that she's got, there's so many letters after her name on her pamphlet that I'm seeing here. And I said, what is, I said, you're a board certified in, what, in massage therapy? Is
massage
that right?
Massage therapy and body work.
And
yes.
Body work. And
it's a Reiki, quite a thing. You have to take a lot of tests in order
Reiki
to get that.
A Reiki master as well. Yes. And all of these things. And an MBA and an MA and an HHP and whatever. It doesn't, the fact is, massage. We think of massage and there's a lot of different kinds of massage, aren't there? I'm looking at how many different kinds there are.
There's a lot of different massages. And, you know, the most common one that everybody knows is Swedish massage. That's pretty much your basic massage. There's a lot of different varieties. You know, Massage Makes Me Happy Day coincides with International Day of Happiness. So that's kind of cool as well, too. And a lot of research has been done about the benefits of massage. And each massage then has its own special thing that it brings to that. For instance, myofascial release is going to help with releasing things that are knotted up in the body, you know, helping relieve all of those kinds of things. Swedish massage is more relaxation. There's sports massage in order to stimulate you both pregame and then to relax you post-game or post-event, whatever it is. And then deep tissue, you know, working out some of those deeper knots along with other things too. But, you know, everything.
I remember when you used to come to the Players Workshop and we'd be ready to go on stage and you would do chair massage.
Yes.
To try to basically to relax us or to basically take some of that stress out. And I would think that one of the things, talk about stress, I mean, we're talking about the coronavirus. And if there's anything it would be stressful, it's, well, I suppose if you're looking at your 401k, that's stressful.
Of course.
If you're dealing with all of the unknowns, that's stressful. So massage is probably a good way to help, I guess, mitigate some of that, right?
Massage is really, really beneficial. People don't realize. And Dr. Tiffany Field, she is a research, she funded the Touch Research Institute, which is interesting because there's also Dr. Maria Hernandez Reif, who studied under her as well. They're both out of Miami. So I thought that was kind of interesting how it all comes full circle with Massage Day being on my birthday, and now there's a Reif involved in the Touch Institute. But it's interesting because it releases oxytocin into the body. It's sort of the body's own natural form of morphine, pain relievers, those kinds of things. It helps with depression. It elevates your mood. It does more than even just relax the muscle tissues. It can help elevate your mood, release serotonin, all of those kinds of things. It can help stimulate the immune system. So it's very important, too, that that's another natural way that you can help with things
my
going
wife,
on.
My wife had a pinched nerve in her neck, and it was extremely painful. I had no idea. I really still have no idea, but I could see that the grimacing pain that she was going through. And she found as much relief through massage therapy on that. It took a while, but she found some significant relief to relieve the pain and also to relieve the stress that goes along with that.
Yes, because pain in and of itself is a whole other beast that you have to deal with, too. So by helping to address the pain, and again, massage isn't necessarily going to fix things, although, you know, I've shared my personal story on the air before. I had paralysis in my arm.
Ice cream elbow. We remember that, yes.
And it fixed me. So that's how I got into this. So, you know.
And
you
just, anything repetitive. I know
repetitive,
that,
yes.
Yeah, anything repetitive actions. And I think that's really one of the things that we talk about. When we're here, but you know, this is we move into spring, and I'm trying to think, as you move into spring, does spring mean spring is In terms of the seasons, I think we look at, I know we were talking about the Chinese. They have five seasons.
And this is the beginning of the cycle because this is spring. This is winter is ending. It's spring. It's the cycle. We're going to go now into liver gallbladder, which again, shiatsu is another one of those things that I do as far as massage. But you go into liver gallbladder meridian, and that deals with things dealing with stress. Again, it's also about cleansing. Those are what those two organs do in the body. So it's about cleansing not only your physical body, but also metaphorically. If you've got a lot of clutter, you know, get rid of that. Spring cleaning, you know, that's kind of where that theory comes from. So it's all about that, like getting old of the new, getting rid of the old, and bringing in the new, those kinds of things. And so spring's going to do that too. Again, too, the wind element comes in, and it could be a time when there's a lot more depression, moodiness. You know, it's one of those things where it's really dark and rainy one day, but sunshiny the next. So there's just a lot of things that you can do to help, you know, make yourself feel better and doing things.
One thing I was telling you, or noticing on Ragbri, massage on Ragbri has become a huge deal. In fact, every night, some places right along on the road, you can actually get a massage. But every night there is a place to go and get and they had several different kinds of massage depending upon what sort of ailments you may have picked up along the way. Typically you're stressing, you're stressing parts of your body, stressing knees, stressing ankles, stressing backs, that sort of thing. And so massage therapy, and most everybody I've talked to says, you know what, I feel 1,000 times better, ready to go the next day, even if I'm not really feeling like I'm doing the next day.
Exactly. And massage just has so many health benefits, and now they're starting to find scientific documentation in order to prove it. But we've known as massage therapists for years. I've been doing this 30 years now, and actually 30 years this month. So, I've been doing it a long time. That's why I have so many different types I do.
And we were talking about the immune system. I would imagine if you decrease stress, you also increase immune system capability,
that's
right?
That's correct, yes. Anything that you can do to get rid of that. You know, we didn't realize how bad stress was. You know, it used to be like you didn't even have the word stress. And now we're seeing how it just has a ripple effect through your whole life. It'll be the food choices that you pick. It'll be your sleep cycle. It'll be all of those things.
All right. Well, again, in an era of stress, which is sort of where we are right now, and the uncertainty of COVID-19 or the coronavirus, a massage is probably a very good way to help, mitigate some of that, right?
Yeah, absolutely, because, you can work the entire body just through the feet. So there's even ways that you can help get rid of different things and increase your immune system, those kinds of things. The Global Wellness Institute put out a list of things that you can do to celebrate for Friday.
Okay.
And they said that one of the things is that you could either book a massage or you could get a gift certificate and give it to a friend. That you could also, like I do the chair massage, so that would be something that if you're an employer, you could have massage come to the workplace and do that as well. And then also, there's also different things that you can do. I have a couples massage workshops, so you could learn how to work on each other. The spa parties, if you don't want to do a full massage, there's a lot of things to do with that too. So the thing is that, Friday is all about spring coming, the changing of the seasons, be happy, and, massage makes me happy day.
Don't worry, be happy.
Exactly.
It's massage makes me happy day. Global massage makes me happy day. The Stress Management Center in Shop Rhonda Rife is in charge of that. Again, if they want more information about any of the things you do or to get a massage, what do they do?
Okay, well, the first thing would be they could call me at 319-752-0175. If they want to look and see all of the different modalities that I do have a website. It's www.stressmanagementcenter.com. And also, I'm on Facebook, Rhonda Rife. So they can look me up and private message me, and we can go from there. So
all
lots
right.
of different ways.
Well, massage makes me happy day. Happy birthday as well.
Thank you, Steve.